Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say.
Good evening, right? Cowards.
Let's just talk, okay?
Well, fuck, let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy
wire? Good evening, cowards.
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Catch our vipers, you bitches.
Who wants me? Who the fuck wants me? You're the me.
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
I have nothing left except Spider-Man.
It's been a long day without you, my friend.
Corey Feldman here. I just suck at everything I do. It's a complete mystery why anybody would pay money to see it. I don't have a vagina.
Yeehaw.
Low serve ill. There's Corey whining again, huh? It's everybody else's fault.
Boom!
Corey Feldman here.
I'm retarded.
Yo, what it do? Welcome, everyone. The boys are back. Jim and Them, you are listening right now live in the Jim and Them YouTube or twitch.tv/Jim and Them Friday nights, 7-ish Pacific time.
Welcome back, Jeff.
Hey, thanks.
I'm here.
It's been a long day without you, my friend.
Hey, Jim, welcome back.
I'm going to tell you all about it when I see you again. This, my friends, is a Corey Feldman show. We are the Corey Cowboys.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw indeed. Shout outs to the motherfucking real ones in the motherfucking chat.
Whoa, like who?
What do we got? Hold on, I just saw it before. Oh, we have Stacks in the Twitch chat. Thank you for the sub, my dude. 27 months.
Jeez.
Ice Kale in the Twitch chat. Thank you for the sub. 46 months.
Whoa. Making Stacks look like a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, you got yourself an Amazon Prime sub or whatever. Throw it our way.
I can say that about Stacks because I basically compliment him 24/7 all the time now, so I can make jokes like that.
We got Escalating Barbarism in the YouTube chat. Terrifier 3 in theaters now. Thankfully, I saw it last night so I can watch Jim and Them. Absolutely. I saw it last night myself. Ooh. I did see Terrifier 3. Spoilers, it's a little bit bloody.
Oh, no.
Who else we got? We got Fly Fishing Guy 1994. We got Billy Ghost. We got No Justice, No Peace. And, of course, we got Brad Jones.
I like Billy Ghost. That's the bridge that the tries to get crossed in Halloween.
The Billy Ghost bridge.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
it was a bad joke, but it was meant to be a bad joke. I tried to say it a stupid way, too.
Oh, so you're trolling us with your bridge joke.
Whoa, Billy Ghost. You know what's great about the real ones, Jim?
You know what's great is that we take a week off and we don't miss a beat.
You're right.
But what's great about the real ones?
They have one thing in common, and that's that a majority of them are members of our Patreon at patreon.com/JimandThem.
Oh, yes. Great call.
A beautiful thing about that Patreon that they are all members of. There's several phases. One, it's free. You can just join it for free. A bunch of shows right off the bat that you get to listen to and enjoy and have fun. Some of them are very long. Some of them are closer to like 30, 40 minutes, but none of them are like throwaway garbage. Two, if you get into the paid tiers, you're not running into one of those situations where it feels like most Patreons these days are like, hey, our normal show, that is filled with ads. It's riddled with ads.
Good evening, cowards.
And if you want to hear it without ads, give us $15. And then that's it. That's what you're getting by joining their Patreon. Maybe they'll do like a live Q&A once every other month or something, but that's all you're getting for us. Like, I think our highest tier is a joke tier, but our highest real tier is less than that. And you get like an embarrassment of riches. It's movie commentaries. It's dozens of different shows. It's multiple things a week. Early versions of the show you like, but none of that like, hey, maybe we'll give you a version of our show that doesn't have 20 minutes of ads.
Yeah, we'll never take money for doing what we love for some reason. You'll never hear an ad on here for some reason.
That is what is so good about our Patreon.
No one wants to do an ad yet.
But that's what's great about our Patreon. So that's what all the real ones have in common. So if you want to be a real one, it's super easy. It won't even cost you any money to become a real one. Just go to patreon.com/Jim and then join that free tier. I guarantee you will hear a bunch of things that will make you want to convert. And I've been seeing people convert, and that's dope.
Absolutely. No, it's great to see. So the thing is, you know, we take a week off. The world don't stop. Corey Feldman don't stop. Can't stop, won't stop when you really think about it. Hold on. I'm just seeing on this bot because this bot's like...
I've never seen the bot before. Now it's all over the place.
We have a bot?
Yeah.
Like a good bot?
We have a chat bot, but I mean, it's fine, but
I
don't get...
Is it helping us, or is
it
like...
Well, stopping links, although I guess maybe that's kind of a good thing, but I didn't necessarily want it to do that.
I don't know about this bot, personally.
Yeah.
I didn't know... I'm excited. I didn't know Corey did anything this week.
There's a thing. Well, let's get into that first. There was a thing. I was almost like, damn, we can't take the week off because there's an article. And you know what? You know what's warped about my brain? Maybe not even warped. You know what's evolved about my brain, I should
Interesting
say?
Interesting way to say that.
Is because there was some Corey stuff in the news about his divorce. And I was like, how is this not bigger news? And then I remembered, oh, yeah, like no one talks about him.
Hey,
you know
Jim,
what I mean?
Sounds pretty warped to me. Yeah.
Most people know of him because of the video of him playing guitar.
Well, like, people
more than his movies and stuff now.
People aren't like, they're not like us. They don't, well, first of all, because they don't care about justice. One of the main reasons why we put our journalistic integrity on the line to go after the monster known as Corey Feldman.
Week in and week out?
Yes, because we have integrity and we seek out justice anywhere that we can. So most people, they're not as well-versed. Most people are like, oh, just a poor guy that did whatever. Yeah, hold on. I turned it off. I turned the bot off.
He's got no lips.
Yeah, there's this poor guy. Like, he has thrown this narrative out there that he's a victim. And I'm sure in some cases he is, but that doesn't give him the right to do what he's done to wage the hurt and pain that he has upon the world. Is N-Man's in there? N-Man gave a super chat.
I'm excited to hear what this even
Wait,
means.
N-Man supported us in any way?
He that, did.
It can't actually be him then.
He
would never.
But so there was this article where Courtney Feldman was I don't know if this was in court or whatever, but
Obama. Right, here we go. Summer of 2025, Jim and I are officially bringing Jing back WCW.
Yeah, you guys are bringing back Jing WCW?
Yeah. N-Man's letting the cat out of the bag.
But Jim, this is neither the time nor the place.
More details to come on what N-Man and I have in the lab for summer of 2025.
I'm excited to see Jing WCW.
But there was this article that there were some text messages brought into the court or whatever. I mean, if we go back, initially, remember Corey was like, we're not getting a divorce.
Yeah,
we're just separated.
I'm just kicking her off tour because she's sick. Because
he basically dumped her ass because she, what did she have, like hives or something?
Yeah,
like,
some type of sickness.
She had some sort of sickness, so we dumped her ass because of the tour. She couldn't go on tour. And it was basically, from the sound of it, it sounded like it was like stress hives, where she was like probably stressed out to being around this goblin all the time with no lips.
She's going to scream at her for any mistake. Even if the mistake is clearly his fault, which it always is.
So Corey Feldman's estranged wife, Courtney Feldman, is not backing down from her petition to increase her spousal support payments. The former teen star known for movie roles like License to Drive made waves after filing to end
his
7-year marriage in 2023. While he cited irreconcilable differences, his former partner shared a different story. The entertainer's estranged wife provided evidence to the court to support her claim for spousal support. Courtney shared text messages from Corey Feldman that allegedly captured his vow to help her with medical bills. So that's the other thing. He left her hanging on her medical bills. Because, I mean, I guess there's truth to this. We all know this as Corey Feldman experts. The guy has no money.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want to defend him, but, yeah. I mean, how do you pay for medical bills when you have $0?
Let's see. Feldman's estranged wife shares their chats. So according to court documents, Courtney submitted her text exchanges with Corey into evidence as part of her petition for temporary spousal support in their divorce case. In the messages, her estranged husband responded to her plea for help with the medical bills. And he types like he tweets, yeah, which I knew Christ. You guys are going to love this.
Of course, yeah. Dude, it's like you see it and you're like, of course.
Courtney, I'm sorry to hear you're struggling.
You are.
Letter U, letter R. I'm sorry to hear you're struggling. Please send me a bill or breakdown of what these medical expenses are, and I'll see what can be done. The alleged response from Corey read, adding, unfortunately, this is the worst timing ever. I leave for tour tomorrow and have no money at all as I'm way overextended. Had to get real budget. I think he means budget there.
Okay.
Had to get real budget for this one, and they wanted money in advance. Hold on.
I guess
so funny.
I there's a lot of weird choices for him to just shorten for no reason. Have?
Yes, yeah.
the word have, he's just like, you know what? No,
Yeah, it just has that sick everywhere. Yeah. In the thing. Sick. Does that mean spelling in?
Yeah, it just means it's something to do. I don't know what it actually stands for.
I can't remember. Yeah. But yeah, it just basically means like, hey.
This is how it was spelled. Yeah, it's not spelled like this.
As well as all the merch for the arena shows, which cost $14,000 deposit. So that's $120,000 up front, which is exactly what I'm making.
That's funny. Limp Bizkit just takes all the money that he makes on tour for his video budget.
Yeah, so they're like, hey, well, initially it's probably pitched like, bro, you'll get a sweet $120,000 payday on this. Sign up for the tour.
Do it for free, freak.
Actually, do you got to put in money for the merch? Probably money for the fucking the van that broke down or whatever the fuck.
That video that you need synced to Comeback King in order to play it.
He had to pay a 12-year-old with a screen printer to make his t-shirts.
Well, the chat's bringing up an interesting point. She had medical expenses for sausage removal.
For her fat cock,
for her penis.
Yeah, for her fat dick.
Mike? Oh, my God. Well, here's the thing.
She was good in that picture.
I was confused because fat cock made sense. But fat penis? Because to me, penis, small. Dick, bigger. Oh. Cock huge, right?
That's spelling in C for me. I don't know. They're all the same difference.
I feel
me.
Like if I
penis
say
penis to me is the biggest one. It's like, oh, really? The penis.
Because if I say penis, I feel like I'm thinking of a
like
limp,
a medically limp penis.
Yeah, a limp penis. If I think of dick, I'm like, okay, that's maybe like maybe the dick's fucking. But if I say cock, that's like a huge dick.
Dicks are white guys and cocks are black guys. That's it.
Yeah, if that's just how I see it.
When I hear penis, I think of like humor and fun. Mm-hmm. Like that's where like, oh, it's me, Joey Penis or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's, yeah, I don't even think
of a classic character.
Yeah. I don't even think of a dick. I just think it's a funny word to put in things.
So like, it's not even worth thinking of. So definitely smallest, right?
I guess, but I'm not even thinking of a sexual organ. I'm just thinking of like, yeah, Joey Penis is on the case.
But if I was like, here's a picture of my penis. You expect it to be flaccid, correct?
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
But if
I say,
here's a picture of my dick, there's a chance it's probably hard. Or I'm jerking off or something. Yeah. But if I say, here's a picture of my cock, you expect it to be like an impressive specimen. Mm,
I don't know. When I'm making, I think penis is the most erotic of all the ones on there. When
really?
I'm whispering in my lover's ear, I'm like, how's my penis?
No way, man.
What?
Anyway, that's why I was confused.
Corey explained he stressed that he was basically wiped out until he was paid in a few weeks for the shows. He seemingly showed willingness to help. But if you show me what's going on, I can see what I can do about it when I start getting paid from the tour. Communication is key. I don't want to be your enemy at all.
Cowards.
It's so funny he fucked himself by being a little worm and being like, yeah, of course, maybe I can help you. And if he never said that, then it just would have been nothing.
But you know,
well, and this text is great because you know this is the text. He's like, okay, she's been leaking all my texts.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
I'm going to send it. I'm just going to start writing my texts differently.
That's exactly what I was going to say, is that he put this text to be like, oh my God, she might leak it. She gets, people get their text screenshotted all the time.
Yeah.
This will be my nice one. It was unclear if Corey followed through with his promise, but Corey noted he was paying her $2,000 a month in spousal support. However, she implored the court to increase it to $5,000 to cover part of her medical debt. Now, on the surface, that $2,000 a month does sound like a lot.
Well, it does, but like not if you're jobless. What's she supposed to do? Get a job as a circus strongman or something?
And also, if you're, you would think someone...
She should get a job as a drag queen and just wear her stuff.
Sorry, I'm like fucking making myself laugh. I'm just stupid jokes.
I mean, but you would think that, you know, there is some, especially for, this is more my message to the people that comment on our videos that are like, he's got way more money than you'll ever make.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, but he's struggling to pay his ex-wife $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
Which is fairly, I mean, if you have any stature, that seems like it'd be fairly doable.
Well, and it's not like a livable amount to live off for her. They're like $2,000 a month in California.
And after he paid $120 for merch and the van, he's got less money than me, bitch.
Yeah.
How about that, YouTube commenter?
Yeah. How about we check his text to see how much money he's making?
Yeah.
Oh, what's
communication
that?
Is key, YouTube commenter.
Oh, what's that? He spent exactly what he made on the tour to go on the tour. Maybe, but have no fear. I'm sure those Low Serve Ill shirts were selling like crazy.
Yeah,
he's always got the Funko Pop nest egg to reply on.
What's even better is the Funko Pops get brought up in the goddamn court case.
Yeah!
It's unclear if court. Yeah, she won $5,000 a month. According to Courtney, she was forced to work part-time at a coffee shop due to her experiencing various health issues, including hives and having COVID several times. Wouldn't it be fucking wild if you're just hanging out, watching Jim and them videos in a coffee shop, enjoying your day, and all of a sudden you look up and Courtney Feldman's bringing your latte to you. Dude.
And you're throwing it on the ground claiming that it's got too much foam.
Divorce takes so long. Like when my sister had it, I think like on some of her documents it still has the guy's last name. So she is Courtney Feldman. Like, it takes so long to get your shit like fixed when you're a girl. Like you had the last name for a long time. Especially if you're a girl that had a penis.
It does feel like she could be the gold at the end of the rainbow here. Like she should be the one we need to reach out to.
She's gonna find our videos.
Yes.
But
she's
to be fair,
got the dirt.
But I'm just, constantly saying
we can't
she
talk
is a,
about her cock
yeah,
anymore.
I'm always saying she's a man with a penis.
No, stop saying that.
Basically every single time.
Yeah, we'll bleep it.
I'm basically every week I come in here and make myself laugh at a joke about her being a strong man.
She also accused Corey of leaving her with no home, car, and money when they separated.
That sounds very true.
That sounds absolutely
true. High and dry seems like the Corey Feldman method.
High and dry, the Corey Feldman story.
Let's see. Susie in the chat saying Courtney's back in Canada with her family. Huh. All right, we'll reach out to her. Send some feelers out for Jim and them.
Yeah. Don't show her any of the videos where I say anything. Or just like... Send that, do the thing where you clip it and it's like a link like to a part in the video, but it's after I've said that. Mm.
Courtney noted that she had nearly $20,000 in medical bills to cover, explaining in her declaration that she previously worked in Corey's band before her health issues began. Now her situation was dire per her claims.
Dire hives.
Corey's ex stressed that she had less than $3,000 in savings and managed to pull in around $1,982 a month, minus her estranged husband's spousal support. She argued the entertainer could pay more given his successful businesses.
Where? What successful businesses?
Sorry, Courtney, but I'm going to have to disagree.
Well, but
she's
the
like,
thing
look
is,
at these Funkos.
Don't get me wrong. She knows, but this, she still has to say this.
Yeah,
though.
That's
this
probably
is
the hardest part.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Corey, Courtney claimed Corey made around $35,000 at every fan convention and $50,000 per year selling videos to fans on Cameo.
So the fan convention thing sounds very accurate. I think I actually brought this up in the...
I was going to say, yeah, because you have some insight into like what guests will ask for an appearance or whatever.
And like it varies a lot because some people know that they will make a lot of money off of signings, so they just want a place to go.
Yeah.
And so sometimes those people are very manageable. Other people, they're basically like, I'm doing you a favor, and they just want to be paid for their time, and they don't... Like, in their eyes, the whatever, like they're more, it's an appearance fee. It's not a, like, I'm not paying for like a booth essentially to make money off of. This is me doing you a favor. And like some of the like more high end wrestlers that we've looked at are like pseudo celebrities. I'm not surprised to hear that he was making $3,500.
Well, because how does
at a
it,
convention? I mean, $35,000.
Because wouldn't it typically work that you pay the guest a flat fee, but then the convention takes the photo money, or is that not how it works?
It's like a bit of a cut, but realistically, that's a majority of that is for them.
Although I would think maybe something like a Star Wars Celebration. If they handle all that, they're like, we'll pay you this, but we're
keeping this.
Stuff
like that are going to have their own rules. Based on what she's saying, the types of conventions he's going to be at would actually probably be ones that are smaller than mine.
Sure.
But the general idea is going to be, he goes, I'm a name, so I'm going to help people come, but also I want to make money while I'm there.
Help me come.
So here's my rate, and I get to keep 90% of my merch. And the negotiation is usually how much of the someone paying to see me you get to keep. Sometimes it's all of it, and it's really just like, we want people to come to our convention. So $35,000 seems a little bit high for him, but
I could see it. I mean, we should.
I'm trying
on
to
him.
Think of comparable people that I've seen for less than that. Like someone like, and this is a wrestler, but Randy Orton costs less than that. Randy Orton's like, you, like a very, very bigger. Like he is, you could call him like a top 10
but
wrestler, probably.
He also needs it less.
True.
So that's what it comes down to.
And that's what I'm saying is that some of these guys, what they'll do is they'll go, hey, I won't take any of the money for what I pay. Basically saying, I don't have to do well there. So
some of you
are
like,
I want all my money from you.
I'll go into Vegas. Yep. I'll pay for my hotel.
You
whatever
pay for
it is.
Me.
Yeah.
I won't keep a dime, or I'll give you guys like 80% of my revenue for what I make doing signings. And so it's them trying to basically bargain. Like, do you have faith in yourself, and you think you can make it up on the back end, or do you want the pay me to be here and now I don't care what happens money? And did these washed up guys? They do tend to have the highest price tags, because they think that they're a bigger pull than they are. Because one of the guys we had to say no to, and I'm not going to name names or anything, he was asking more than what Corey Feldman is asking, and it was baffling. Mm. It was baffling that this guy thought he was worth that.
Either way, I mean, we give him a lot of shit, but again, he's in a lot of classics, and I could see that he'd be a draw at a convention.
Well, especially in modern conventions.
Someone would be like, oh, I'll go. Oh, Corey, I can get my Funko Pop sign or whatever.
Well,
I'll
go so to many the, conventions are the just, convention. They're like Wizard World, where there's nothing happening. Like, there's not events, there's not a theme. It's literally
meeting
celebrities are here in a booth signing your shit, and that is all. Like, that is 90% of the convention. Those conventions, they're way more willing to pay money, because they have very specific contracts for how much they're getting out of your end of the deal, but they want as many names on a poster as they can possibly get. So I bet you it's a bunch of stuff like Wizard World and shit like that.
She also revealed that he scored a $700,000 payday for his recently produced documentary. But what's great about that?
What the fuck?
That's like what we were talking about. Isn't that just the GoFundMe?
Yeah, is that all?
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah. That's him paying himself as a producer for his shoddy bullshit documentary.
I think the cameo is actually the most surprising number I'm looking at.
Yeah, I mean, he's charging $200 a pop,
but I wouldn't expect his number to be high enough to reach that much.
I'm sure she's fudging that a little bit, but I'm sure he still makes a decent amount off of that.
Even if it was in the 30 or 40 range, that still seems higher than I would have expected.
Well, what's great, this article, then it says the former child star allegedly makes thousands from his doll sale. When they say his doll sale, they're talking about his Funko Pops, by the way.
Well, and also thousands. That basically means he sold, what, 10?
Courtney's claims about Corey's finances continued with her sharing that for the last year, he's been marketing and selling toy dolls of himself called Funko Dolls. These dolls collectively are worth a lot of money.
Notice that wording. Collectively, they're worth, meaning, in theory, were he to sell them all.
What he's priced them as.
Yeah. If they all sold for what he's decided to ask for them, they would, in theory, be worth a lot.
These are highly collectible and they sell out very fast, so he has money from many sources, including his current band tour for the next several months. I'm informed the doll deal would have grossed Corey $700,000, Courtney alleged. That is absurd to think that.
Look at all her wording. All of it is alleged and
yes,
would have.
Yeah, I've been informed. Or
I bet if we did the math.
He's really fucking himself on this one because he priced stuff so high.
I'm not going to do the math, but I bet if we looked at 3,000 times whatever the crazy thing he asked for, it probably adds up to 700,000 because he's a lunatic.
What if he spent all $700,000 on those Funko Pops?
Dude, can you imagine?
Well, it's also because she's informed that, but again, she's going. That is probably someone that is in the know, but that's based off of probably a licensing deal where they're like, "Hey, we want to put out a Steven Spielberg Funko Pop or whatever." We already know that's not what Corey did. No. Corey, put up money to buy a bunch of Funko Pops that they just used existing molds of to give to him to try to sell on his own.
Well, and she just looked at, here's how many he has and here's how much he's asking. That's how much they're worth.
This is where it gets juicy, by the way. This is the stuff where I was like, I'm surprised I'm not hearing more about this until I remembered the only one that cares about him is us.
And now, and the people that listen to us are the only ones that want to hear the news. So you're welcome. Here it is.
Where it says, as for what led to their divorce, Courtney accused her estranged husband of abandoning her. My decision to quit drugs and our lifestyle was the reason our marriage ended. Whoa. This is huge. Whoa. Like, to me, when I read this, my mind wasn't blown like I was surprised, but my mind was blown like I can't, because his whole thing is he's always like, yeah, I've been sober for 40 years.
Clean, honest living.
As he's jawing his fucking cheek off.
I mean, we've always known. I mean, we watched his cameos and we're like, or his Instagram lives and shit. And we're like, this guy's all fucked up.
Yeah, his lips are gone.
But he's always like, no, I've been sober. I've been clean and sober.
And a really spooky thing in that sentence, quit drugs and our lifestyle. What are they doing? What are they doing behind closed doors? Is it a baby oil party? What's the deal?
I think it might be a baby oil party.
Yeah. You don't get the reference?
Oh, no.
Yeah, Diddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was just a funny thing.
Harry.
Yeah,
Corey.
What is this? Is he dressed as Harry Potter?
Corey Potter.
Yeah, Harry. Actually,
Corey
yeah.
Potter and Dumbledore.
Let me pull this picture up in the chat. I've never seen this one before. How come she's not dressed like Harry Potter and he is?
And why is he pointing at his ear?
Oh, because does he have the burned ear? I don't know.
Oh, shit. Does he? Wait,
yeah, he does have the fake
ear. Is he Harry Potter with the fake ear? Jim, is it the fake ear?
No,
Jeff?
Dude.
Yeah,
no, I think he's stupid and he has a fucking goblin ear in. I think he thinks Harry Potter is one of those goblin bankers from...
Oh, he's trying to...
But you're right. I think he actually does have the fake... He has the Stand By Me ear in, I think.
Was his name Harry and Stand By Me? Is there some way that he actually connected this? I don't remember.
Are one of the Gringotts bankers named his Stand By Me character?
No,
I don't think
way.
His name was Shmuley Shlomo in Stand By Me.
Why is he wearing that? What is he doing?
Are you talking about that dude next to Corey? Why is he wearing that?
We never get back to this article. We spent 40 more minutes looking at it.
Yeah, we just try to investigate. Okay. He's like doing Google lens searches. Like, what is this? Okay, what event is this?
Is that the ear?
In the manuscript for Harry Potter, there was a reference.
Look, he's busting out of that sweater vest. Look at it.
But I am going to do a lens search real quick. What is this from?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it must be something he wasn't invited to.
Yeah. Well, he's having too much fun, so it's definitely not one of his parties, because he's always a bummer at his own parties.
Well, yeah, but he's in the lifestyle and doing drugs. That's so it's probably beaming.
Oh, yeah, he's probably beaning.
Off of
Once upon a time on Halloween party from 2021.
Whoa, so, but, a super spreader event?
Yeah, what the?
Not a mask in sight?
So is she just the one that's not dressed up then? What is she supposed
to
be?
No, she's his Patronus.
It's so funny that a man who lives and dies by his elaborate dumb costumes on Halloween, he's like, I guess fucking Harry Potter.
Yeah. Store-bought Harry Potter. Yeah.
He's like, what if Teddy Duchamp was in Harry Potter? Is his character? Yeah, what if my Stand By Me character? I'm pitching this new thing for Harry Potter.
What if Goonies 2?
What if one of the Frog Brothers had a messed up ear and went to Hogwarts?
Don't ask me about this movie, though.
Yeah. Frog Don't ask Wars. Any questions.
Unless it's about the merch and where you can get it.
Courtney argued that her decision to quit the couple's substance-fueled lifestyle changed the dynamic in their marriage.
Wow.
In May 2023, I informed Corey I would not be partying anymore, she recalled, adding, and further, because of my deteriorating health and increased stress, I would not be going on tour. Once I said no to the drugs, our relationship unraveled quickly.
Oops.
Wow. Uh-oh.
Courtney agreed to end their seven-year affair, but requested spousal support. Her estranged husband asked for that right to be terminated in his documents. Will Corey Feldman and his estranged wife experience a tumultuous divorce over spousal support, or will they settle?
Was this written by AI?
It had to have
That's
been.
A weird way to end this.
Here's one of like the screenshots here. But I think this is just when he's getting into the...
Yeah, this is the stuff we read.
The finances.
Communication is key.
Yeah, is there any... is there any extra... Hold on. Is there any extra details in the full text?
No, it doesn't look like it.
I'm sorry you're struggling. Send me a bill. Unfortunately, worst timing.
Oh, the timing. It's so...
he's
you're
pulling
sick.
His pockets out.
you're sick of the worst time. Look, moths are flying out of my wallet.
Well, it's funny. Where's the 120K up front? All he brings up is that... Oh, wait, no, had to get a real budget. Okay, no, the budget must be for his show. But what? So he's got a $14,000 deposit for merch, which I guess that makes sense. You got to buy a shit ton. For the whole tour, you're buying a ton of merch.
Well, and venues are super weird about merch and like them getting a cut, and you have to do a bunch of weird stuff up front.
Okay, so I think he's saying what he's trying to say, which is probably a lie, but he's saying $14K for each arena.
No, I think he's saying that, well, maybe, as well as the merch for arena shows. But I think I'm putting the two together. Uh-huh. Like, he's saying, I need a budget for the performance, like for the show.
Okay, so 100,000.
Yeah, so 14K is for the merch. And, you know,
we've seen the show.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen the Hornets. I mean, I guess the like Hornetron.
The Hornetron, those shiny pants.
It's true. Yeah, the Hornetron, that's like 60K.
His trash bag outfit that he wears.
Yeah.
The pirate cowboy hats, Rickenbacker.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, because he's not paying the band.
No.
His cool, I mean.
It'd be funny if he did spend all that money on like pyros and stuff. And they're like, oh yeah, you're not on the stage.
They don't give him enough. Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. They don't give him enough of the stage to have a thing going on.
And I don't think, unless I'm wrong, I don't think you buy your own pyrotechnics and shit. Like, I think that's like either it's going to happen or it's not.
Well, you do pay, like the tour pays.
You have like a crew, yeah.
And it depends like what type of tour it is. Like sometimes everyone pays a little bit.
But obviously a lie, because if that was... I mean, I don't even know why I'm arguing that Corey's lying, but like 120K would not be you dancing in front of the stage.
120K seems like a very... I wouldn't be surprised that he had to pay a bunch of money up front for a tour. That is how that works.
Yeah.
But 120K seems like a lot considering the level at which he is a part of that tour.
Like I have some clips playing right now. Like this is...
Okay.
This is
$50,000 right here.
Well, yeah, the pants. That's what I was talking about. That's where all the money is.
He's a stuffed animal in the drum set. There's a girl he's abusing. There's a guy he's abusing, and then a saxophonist. That's $20K right there.
Yeah, he's got a T-shirt on. He's got his flashy pants.
Four belts.
Maybe that's why half the band only showed up to some of the things, because he couldn't afford them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's Canada. So strapped. Yeah, he's strapped for cash. And in Canada, things are more expensive, so that's why. He didn't expect that. He budgeted to the penny, showed up to Canada, and was like, oh no, things are more expensive here. I can't afford anything.
Well, let's not forget all the rained out shows and his cafeteria show. Those must have took a big ding in his budget as well.
Yeah. Watching him do this muted is baffling because like I know he has no rhythm, but it's extra obvious. It's almost weirdly more obvious he has no rhythm without the music than it is when he does, because you're like, what could be playing that any of these things would make sense to?
Math rock.
Oh, okay, that's true. Is he a math rockist?
He's a real noodler.
Look at this piece of shit.
I hate him with every ounce of my being.
I just want to double check if there are any other details in some of these other articles.
I'll pray for your recovery. That's new.
Was it the number 4?
Yeah. That's new.
Eventually, I can eventually be friends again. I hope we can eventually be friends again. I'll pray for your recovery. I love, like, it's like, I can't give you any money. I got plenty of prayers.
Praying for you.
I can only pay for your illegal drugs, not your medical drugs.
Yeah, so she wants 5 G's. So she wants to double up on that 2K.
Wait, did we know she was working as a baker at the coffee shop?
Is that what it says?
I didn't know that. I think we even made the joke that she was like a waitress or something. She's a baker?
No, that's awesome. That must be a nice coffee shop if they even have bakery.
Yeah, that rules.
She's a part-time baker at a coffee shop.
Not an Einstein. She's an Einstein's bagels.
Time to make the donuts part-time.
He's almost doing a Rizzler face in this one.
Yeah.
He wishes.
Yeah, the Jizzler. Time to suck that baby's dick.
Before he filed his petition for divorce.
I basically wiped out till they start paying me. In a few weeks. Fred's like, yeah, in a few weeks we'll get you your bi-weekly paycheck.
Every picture of him is the new most embarrassing picture I've ever seen. Also, Courtney looks like Glenn Powell.
Anytime she's right like next to Corey, she looks like a 10 just because Corey is so ugly.
So he initially filed for separation. And then in September 2023, he listed the date as June 22nd, 2023. Oh, shit, the 2-2?
Oh,
God
shit.
Damn, on his favorite day.
Damn.
That's good.
But then she responded to that by saying, no, I want a full divorce and support.
No, not on my favorite day, Courtney.
We're separated.
A judge has yet to rule. Before he filed his petition for divorce, Corey spoke.
Corey rules too hard. And so the judge is yet to be able to because Corey's too busy fucking ruling.
Corey spoke about the breakup on Instagram. It was great sadness that Courtney and I have made the decision to separate. While she was like, no, I want a divorce. He was all over social media being like,
we're not divorced.
Yeah. It's a separation.
Because he's really just trying to protect his nest egg of 10 egg or 10K or whatever he had. Or 10 eggs, actually. His nest egg of 10 eggs.
Yeah, he thinks a nest egg's an actual egg is worth a lot of money.
My nest egg!
What's wild is this other article. I mean, I guess it's both on Yahoo, but the one the day later takes out the part where she's like, yeah, he got upset that I didn't want to do drugs with him anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's them protecting Corey.
Meanwhile, he's like, I have all these enemies in the media trying to take me down, but no one's talking about this drug use for the supposed clean and sober for 40 years
it's
guy.
Worse, no one in the media even remembers who he is.
Yeah.
Oh, or wait. They just all assume he's been on drugs, so it's not news to them.
Or they're like, oh yeah, didn't he die? He died 2011, right?
Yeah, didn't Limp Bizkit?
Famous Corey, he died?
Limp Bizkit had like a VR of him, like Tupac.
Oh, dude. We should get a hologram for Corey.
Yeah. What happened to all the holograms? That was supposed to be the hologram.
Oh, yeah. He was selling like the what are the things that everyone was buying for
NFTs.
A while? Yeah,
I'm just being in general. Like, they were like holograms. They're going to replace artists. And
I think
then there
they were
was
too
like
expensive.
Two.
Well, it's fun. I did see, I wasn't sure if we were going to talk about this or not, but I saw Eric bring it up in the YouTube chat because he was reaching out to Corey's manager. Mm-hmm. But I can't. It's cloudy on the area on if the manager was gonna do an interview or if Corey was gonna do an interview. But he wanted to be paid for it, apparently.
His manager?
Yeah, I think so. But Eric's like, hey, I'll pay. And I was like, don't give this guy money.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was Corey, maybe.
Corey would want to get paid. But that would almost make sense. But if his ex-manager, who we just want to talk to, wants to get paid,
forgive me
if you like the show, but you should eat 100 dicks, you stupid bitch.
No. I mean, his heart's in the right place. I get what he's saying. He's trying to...
Good on him. Get your bag, but you're...
I thought you were saying to Eric, eat 100 dicks.
No, I'm saying to the manager who wants money, eat 100 dicks, you're a dumb bitch. Eric's great. I love Eric.
I mean, there is more news about his Funko Pop purchase.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Since we've been...
The story that only we care about that keeps on giving. I love it.
I guess he did end up getting his friend. Well, because I don't... To catch everyone up, this is a long torn tale of the Corey Funko Pop signed to Jim and them. I mean, first it was canceled without notice. And then he made a follow-up order, which was also canceled without notice. The follow-up order was, okay, well, Eric's saying the interview is for Corey. If the interview is for Corey, then yes, let's see what we could do here. Let's see what how we have to mask ourselves so he doesn't know it's us.
I still...
people would love if we got Corey on the show.
Yeah. Sure, but I wouldn't love it.
Love it?
Because there's no world where it goes well. It just turns into either
it'll
us.
It'll go
turns
well
into
for
sweet
us.
Clicks.
It'll definitely not go well for unless you know the only way it would go bad for us is if we came out on the other side being like, you know what, he's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
Well, no, but that's the thing. Either we seem like it's a trap and we just wanted to yell at him, or we have to be overly nice and it's boring.
Yeah,
I feel like there's no middle ground.
No, I think there is a middle ground. I think, because I don't think we just yell at him, but we lull him into a sense of security a bit.
But the second we go like, hey, thanks for coming on Jim and them. Oh!
No, we don't have to do that to the very end, though. We could talk to him for an hour and make him love us. And he'll be like, oh, man, Jim and them rules.
Yeah, we would ask some Friday,
a piece of shit.
We'd ask some Friday the 13th questions.
Wolfpack, ow!
But anyways, so yeah, it started with an initial Funko Pop purchase signed to Jim and them. It was canceled without notice. It was a whole big thing that ended up in a Better Business Bureau complaint because
they thought he was us.
Yeah, they thought he was us, and they weren't properly refunding him. So he tried to make another one with a signed to a different name from a different email. Then they ended up refunding that to his original email. Like, they did guess right, but they just, like, guessed it was him. But apparently, he had a friend. Where was it?
Really freaked out with this request. Hey, are you okay, buddy?
Yeah, one of my friends across the country placed the infamous order for a Corey Funko Pop with the signature, James and the Gang, Bupak, My Dear, and E-Rock. Oh, yeah, because, that's right, My Dear from his Flirty AI.
What's E-Rock?
He's Eric, so he's E-Rock.
Right.
I clued him in as to what's going on and showed him the stream clips about this whole situation.
He said we're not friends anymore.
Although I think his friend also hasn't received an update yet, so
what?
We could still be in some sort of situation. Yeah, he'll start bugging them about the order the same way I was, so I'll be privy to what's going on. Although he does say the last order he made with the crazy signature that was quickly rejected, he bugged them every day about it. And it was obviously Heather Dawn May responding from a bunch of different Corey email addresses. Apparently she jumps around. It's like,
again, I bet it's like her laptop has one logged in and her phone has one logged in and the office computer has one logged in.
But she's probably getting in. They're all like a shared inbox.
Yeah,
because
my phone inbox is like three of my emails, but they all... Depending on where I'm replying, they'll say they're coming from different places.
So he said he got to the point where he was getting fake "we are closed" auto responses. Like they're so
they're pretending to be a bot.
Told him to stop talking about the order. So in the end, he complained to PayPal, and then PayPal sided with him, forced a refund. So he basically got the payment they sent him. This is what we talked about. This is when you dispute it with
Buffalo
the bank.
Nickel, baby. Yeah, this,
so since they're so stupid, they don't know how to refund it. They've paid him money, which isn't a refund.
Yeah.
And then PayPal just forced another refund. So there you go. It came out doubling his money. Like anyone else
then you
listening, if you want to make $160 or whatever, this could be a way to do it.
Yeah.
Well, and then you take that money you made to pay him to do an interview with Jim.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it would be even better because then he's in court and he's like, Courtney, I'm sorry. I tried to make money off Funko Pops, but I'm paying out all these refunds.
I'm drowning in debt.
Heather Dawn May is a stupid bitch and she paid him instead of refunding him.
I'm
up to my burnt ill ear in debt.
E-Rock and James.
Low serve ill.
I'm being attacked by Jim and them and James. And
now Bupak's entered the situation. I thought he was dead.
Now
we love Bupak.
All of a sudden my deer's involved.
Bupak.
Big Poppy.
But let me see. I think he did send me like a
Obama.
Jim, I sent you the email with the response my friend got. You have the screenshot of what HDM said to him.
Oh, let me see.
HDM.
Yes. HDM on the case.
Oh, no. Okay. You know what? They figured out how to do the refund. They figured it out.
Oh,
the
wow.
One button you press?
Yeah, the one button. Because this one does say your refund of $180 from Angelic to the Core. Your refund's on its way. Let me see. Did they have a
Why
note
is it
with
impossible
it?
To buy one of these?
Let me see. Or is this the one from his... oh, wait, no. This is... Oh, from his friend in Ohio, yeah. Yeah, they finally figured out how to do the refund button. Where's the message? Hold on, I don't think I see it. Your refund is on the way. Original payment.
Is it attached to a screenshot?
Oh, well, no, I'm sorry. Here it is. Angelic to the Core says, we will not fill any order from this group of people who continue harassing us by using different names and addresses to attempt to make Mr. Feldman write obscenities on his sale
We've
items.
We've never done that.
Wait, what? Do they think Bupak is an obscenity?
I don't, dude, honestly, the only, how would she even
dude,
know
we made
that?
Them so paranoid.
Yes.
You know what's great? Is basically.
I mean, they're kind of right.
Well, yeah. But at this point, if for some crazy reason someone did try to buy a Funko Pop,
that's what I'm saying.
The chances of them actually getting it are like almost nothing.
Well, and their refund would just go to Eric.
No, yeah. No, I'm convinced there's been other orders from people just trying to make an order and they've been canceled.
Yeah.
There's other people that have just been like, huh? What the fuck?
Well, because they're just assuming. They're assuming based on nothing.
Yeah, and also, I mean, she really does make shit up. Like, there are no obscenities that we're trying to write.
Well, and is that ground for slander? Are we suing Heather Don May?
I think
we should just tell her we are because our we're in the Homeland Security and we have ties to the FBI. Yeah. We have ties to the FBI.
We can call
the judges
police.
Already know us.
We will not complete any order by this group. Like, basically, she's calling us a group of terrorists.
Yeah,
essentially.
We're like a hate group.
I mean, Bupak, if you don't know what that means, you could maybe assume that's an obscenity. If you've never heard the term Bupak before.
Well, in Corey's world,
guess.
Jim and them is an obscenity.
That's
it's like
true.
If you say it around
but
them,
all
they
we
like
put
freaks
is James
out.
In the gang.
Yeah, but I would just think of a Tupac. I'd be like, oh, what's this weird take on Tupac?
Yeah, but you'd be like, does it mean something else?
Oh, and also he's saying that the contact page on CoreyFeldman.net's changed now.
Again?
I think they removed
just says
everyone.
No. Oh, here's. I like the second link is Corey Feldman Funko. It's home and then Corey Feldman Funko. Right at the bottom line.
Oh, there. Yeah. Yet they won't sell one.
Okay, yeah, no, she took her... They took HDM off the contact
page. It's because Eric claimed her information was fully available.
You know what it probably is?
And so she's like, shit, it can't be. I need to take it down.
Yeah, and she probably watches our videos. And yeah. We mentioned it on the video, and I have a screenshot of the website and everything. So she's like, oh my God, they got me. She's probably in the live right now, hanging out.
Yeah. She's N-Man.
Oh my God, is she Edman?
I think she's was it a corn op?
You know what's weird?
Yeah, corn op.
Oh yeah, corn op Jenkins or something.
Yeah, I forget.
You know what's weird is she's giving us too much credit.
Yeah,
this guy just wants a Funko Pop by a guy that we make fun of, signed by both him and us. But she thinks we're trying to trick Corey into like. Writing a word he doesn't know the meaning of and then being like, haha, he wrote this bad word when that like isn't at all
we're
like
just
that's
legitimately
not even a realm.
Trying to give him the money he's asking for.
Yes.
I honestly, of course, he doesn't like us, but like,
much to
get
my
that money.
Well, I always say he always claims, let the haters
keep
putting
money in
my
wallet.
As I say, if
pocket.
It was like the biggest Jim and them hater and he wanted to give us $300, it's like, sure.
Yeah, he's refusing to take our money and we're not even trying to trick. The only trick we're trying to perform is to get them to sell it to us since they won't sell it to us.
Oh, everyone in the chat saying hi to Heather. So now Billy Ghost has said, it's me. Sorry.
Oh, no, Billy Ghost.
No. Go back to your bridge.
Yeah, Billy Ghost. I can't believe it was. You know what? It's always the ones that you least expect. It's always the one you love the most, damn it.
Although JJ is saying, I am Jim and them. We appreciate that. Wow. Everyone, we all are
it's
Jim
a
and
double
them.
Spartacus. Yeah. Everyone's Jim and them and everyone's Heather Don May.
JF, why are these guys so obsessed with this has-been? Because it's fun and we love them.
Yeah,
that's all I could tell you.
It's fun to be obsessed with weirdos.
Yeah, what I could tell you is I love him.
Yeah.
He does silly things all the time that make me laugh. And he's the gift that keeps on grifting, as I like to say.
It's like watching a bad movie on purpose.
Yes.
Like, you can get entertainment out of that. And maybe someone would say, like, well, why would you watch a bad movie? And it's like, yeah, on at face value, maybe that is weird, but until you've done it, you're like, oh, yeah, never mind. There's some value there.
But what if that bad movie was a horrible person that's a narcissist that rips people off at every chance he gets, disparages the Corey Haim's name?
He's an endless supply.
It's not like he's, you know, guilt-free in any of this.
Exactly. That's the only... The thing is,
we barely even focus on any of that anymore.
No, exactly. But also, like, on one
hand... cowards.
I can understand when someone's like... Oh man, why do they keep talking about this guy? Like that I have no problem with. It's like, yeah, you know, I get it. Either you think it's funny or you don't. We think it's funny. But when someone's like, why are you talking about him? He's not hurting anyone. I'm like, you are completely wrong.
Yeah,
you're the most wrong person I've ever seen.
You should be as obsessed with him as we are, and then you'd learn that you were incorrect.
Yeah, when Heather Dawn May unalives herself, it'll be his fault.
Ooh.
I said unalives.
Yeah. When Heather Dawn May comes out as a PDF file.
Yeah, and she has a corn.
That's a real thing code that people use.
I think I remember that coming up on the show.
Max in the Twitch chat. I am Jim and them.
I am HDM.
We're all Jim and them.
I can't believe that. And we even talked about this, the idea of like, how subtle do we have to be where it's still us, but they don't realize
it's us?
Was James and the gang not subtle enough?
I swear she was probably listening live, I bet. I know we're joking, but she probably is listening right now.
So then the only way for us to get an order is for it to be so innocuous that she is forced to...
We have to do it in secret.
Either to decide that it's pure paranoia that, like, John Wilson wants a Funko Pop with no specific inscription, that might be us and so no money, or she has to say, at what point do I decide that this business makes no sense?
Bossy Taco, new fan of Jim and them. Welcome aboard, my friend.
Yeah.
But also, Heather, if you are listening right now, legitimately, we love you.
Yeah, you're more mad at us than we are. Yeah. I've never actually been realistically mad at you.
No.
You just, it's sometimes how mad you get is very funny.
And legitimately, you can't trust any order of a Funko Pop. You have to cancel all of them.
Yeah, no.
You better cancel all of them because it's us.
Yeah, it's us.
We are many. We are legion.
It's always us.
Expect us.
We have thousands of fall. You just assume every order is a goddamn fake.
Well, here's the thing. It's not just Funko Pops. It's also Love Left 2.1 box sets.
Box sets. You better cancel those orders.
They don't even have to be customized, but every one of them is us.
But also, even going back to the signature, like...
It's almost Halloween. I need candy to hand out. So I need to buy Love Left 2.1 box sets.
And I guess it's a trick to get him to write Jim and them because it would be funny to us because clearly, like, we goof on him all the time.
But that's not us trying to get him to write, like, the F slur some, like, internet troll, like word that you shouldn't say or something. Like, there's really... the only trick at this point is... We need to convince her we're not Jim and them so that they'll sell it to us. That is really the only trick that is happening. Eric earnestly wanted a Jim and them signed thing that was also signed by us and him. That's all he wanted. It was at face value. There was no subterfuge in the beginning.
The goof we would get out of it is maybe we'd show a picture of it on the stream. We'd probably put it in a video. It'd be kind of funny.
A picture I sent you of me and Chris Hardwick that one year, where it's like, isn't it funny that it's like, it's the two people that shouldn't be together?
But then that would be like the most we'd get out of it. So, and then like, I guess that'd be a little annoying, but like really he'd get the money that he wants for his dumb Funko Pop.
And
he'd
claim he's not he could prove he's not a phony by doing the thing he claims he's doing is going like, let the haters pay my bills. But he doesn't want the haters to pay his bills. And now I understand if he wouldn't want the haters to pay his bills if he feels like he's being tricked into writing something nefarious. But we're not. There's no you have nothing but the money to gain by allowing us to joke by your Funko Pop. Not even us. You have nothing but money to gain by allowing someone who likes us to joke by your Funko Pop. We don't want one. In fact, every time you guys try to give him money, I try and put my foot down.
Well, actually, Heather, if you're listening, can you tell Corey to put the Stand By Me prosthetic ears back up on the website so we can buy a bunch?
Please do that, or else I'm going to have to make a bunch of bootlegs and sell them and then send you an email about all the money I made.
So in the request for the divorce, his ex
back to this.
implored the court to award her rights to spousal support. And she also requested the termination of Feldman's ability to receive the same treatment. So what? Oh, is he going to ask her for support? Is that the
whoa?
Is that the idea?
That'd
there?
Be classic Corey.
That would be classic.
That'd be
Corey.
Such a Corey move to be like, yeah, we broke up, and now I want alimony from her.
Mitchell has no plans of paying for. Oh, is her last name Mitchell? I don't know. There's no plans for paying for anything in the dissolution of her marriage. Okay, it is her.
That's her dead name.
Yeah, it is. And as she pushed the payment of her attorney fees and other costs to her estranged husband, her request continued as she plans to keep whatever she earned during the seven-year union. She asked the court to treat her assets as separate property, noting, quote, the full nature and extent of respondent's separate property is currently unknown. Respondent will provide an itemization upon completion of discovery and disclosure. Okay, so she's coming for that shit, dude.
Well, it'd be tricky for them, too, because clearly you got in a relationship with a pseudo-famous person to regular famous person. So in one of those situations, there's a good chance that a majority of everything you guys own in the eyes of a situation like this belong to him. And so you realize, like, oh, shit, I don't own anything.
Oh, exactly.
Like, and, like, you could say that about a lot of marriages, but some marriages it's easier to figure out, like, oh, well, this was something that was kind of like I drove this, or this is more for me, or he bought this for me, or the but like with something like them where he is the breadwinner essentially and her job is working in his band, it's kind of all his. And so she's got to go like, well, shit, how do I say that in a legal way?
But also, I mean, you know, people get into discussions on like, if court's unfair to men or unfair to women who just work at home, she has more of an argument than most because, yeah, she was literally in the band. Yeah. She was a main figurehead of the band.
She was also one of the original angels. Yeah. So it's like she had gone through different
forms. So
she
comes away with nothing. Like, that is kind of wild.
Yeah.
Real quick in the chat, Kim Gomez, I want an ear for Halloween. Yeah, me too. Why is this guy not capitalizing on the goddamn Halloween?
Yeah, I'm trying to be weird ear Harry Potter. Like, clearly, like, my favorite musician, Corey Feldman.
And then Greaseball on the YouTube chat. I found Jim and them about a month ago, and I've been obsessed with the show since I found y'all when I was searching for videos of Corey screwing up his live music, and I'm glad. Welcome aboard.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Feldman wanted a separation and hoped to skip. Oh, yeah. Is that why he was on his social media being like, no, we're just separated? Because he's like, yeah. Oh, no, she's going to try to take my tour, my Loserville tour.
Or maybe he was attempting to appear like sympathetic since he knew that she could say, oh, it's because I didn't want to do drugs with him anymore.
I do think it was premeditated because he filed for legal separation, but at the same time asked to terminate her rights to spousal support.
So he's trying to get out ahead of it.
So it probably was, yeah, let's do this first, and then after that we'll get a divorce or a dissolution of our marriage or whatever. It wasn't clear if the pair had a prenuptial agreement. However, he noted they had separate property. There are various community and quasi-community property assets and debts. The precise nature, location, and extent are currently unknown, the document explained, echoing similar sentiments as Mitchell's response to the filing. A month before Feldman's legal separation request, the estranged couple announced their split in a joint statement. They claimed they had broken up over their differences, writing, we've been through so much together and still have much love and respect for each other. There's no one to blame. This is a case of life becoming really hard. Courtney dealing with health issues, and two people have grown apart and now find themselves at a crossroad.
I don't know how to read all these words they fucking transposed into real words. It's bullshit on there. I do want to see this adorable note, but I hope they didn't fucking, like, they better SIC that shit.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's even better is him saying that, but to us, we know his thing. We know his, when he put that out there, like their supposed statement or whatever,
yeah,
he was literally tweeting, if people have been wondering why I haven't had cool birthday parties, yeah, like, I'm not even making that up.
Yeah, no, that's real.
It's because she's been sick.
Well, and also he put, there's no one to blame. And then one sentence later, Courtney is the only person who is listed as a person that has a reason for this happening.
Yeah, her health issues. Yeah. And then two people just, you know, one becoming super cool, one becoming super sick.
We're just living two different lives. One of us is sick. One of us is great.
Yeah. Well, and apparently those birthday bashes were just Diddy parties, and she wanted out of the lifestyle. I was like, oh, I can't have a gay sex orgy again.
Oh, I didn't even see you. Were you reading ahead about the note? I didn't even. Okay. I didn't know what you were referencing. That's why I was a little lost. But yeah, I guess the adorable way he popped the question is they were in Palm Springs at Two Bunch Palms Resort when Feldman proposed with a middle school style note. He recalled the exciting moment to people, admitting he used the written method out of nervousness. So I kind of chickened out and did a written proposal by writing a note with two checkboxes, one for yes and the other for no. Of course, there was a ring in there in the note. Luckily, she said yes.
I mean, that's probably partially true, but it wasn't out of nervousness. He's just lying there. Yeah. Just say it was a cute thing. I just did. I wanted to do a cute thing.
Yeah,
and just, I mean,
he's being cheeky.
Yeah,
and
he's being an adorable little goblin.
I guess I don't know if this is me being unfair to Corey.
Nah, we'd never do that.
But I swear he did it thinking like, I can't wait to tell this story to People Magazine,
Jim,
or whatever.
For yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yes. No.
The joke is on Goon.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Jams.
You know that it's definitely, like, that is too premeditated. Like, some people would do a cute thing, and it's like, maybe if you're, like, really cynical, you could argue that it was just so you could, like, put a moment for your wedding on YouTube and get hits, or try and get clout on Instagram or something like, and maybe that's true, but it's still a cynical approach. With Corey, it's not cynical to think that he's going, all right, I want to talk about my proposal later. What should I do so that I can talk about it? And the fact that he lies and said it was out of nervousness proves that it's so he could tell a story. Yeah. Because you know it wasn't out of nervousness.
And he got down on his tiptoes and proposed to that giant lady.
And we've gone over this before. He mentioned it's because Trump got elected that he was afraid she was going to get deported.
What? Because
she's Canadian?
Yeah. Well, he's been saying that. He's like, we're going to get rid of all the Canadian men.
A lot of Canadian lady boys. They gotta go.
Corey's angels. I think they're men. And then they're Canadian. We're gonna check the passports.
So I don't know. There you go. I do love that. I knew there's more salacious details, but I couldn't tell if it was just that the media was protecting him, or just more likely, no one gives a shit about him.
Yeah.
No one but us gives a shit.
Well, and they all just assume that he's on drugs. So they don't even.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Everyone's
mention.
Like, "Oh, that's not."
That's
a
what
surprise.
I said earlier. It's not news because they know. They're just like, "Oh yeah, Corey did drugs. Okay, why would that matter?
What else is new?" It's because they don't even know that he's always saying like, "I've been sober."
Well, now it's like a Wikipedia article. We're wax housing it into existence because now people can write articles about it because they can cite our show talking about it because no one else has talked about it.
I think Nick Saito, I think, did see The Birthday. He went to the theaters to see it. What did he compare it to?
Barbarian.
He compared it to Barbarian.
What?
Which we love.
Nick Saito. Et tu, Nick Saito?
It might be fire.
No.
Maybe it's fire. Maybe the movie The Birthday.
Compared it to Barbarian. The nerve. The nerve!
I'm sure he doesn't, but I'm wondering if I've seen on his Twitter if he responded to this article at all. But I feel like he must be too smart for that, right?
Nah. He's not too smart for it.
Much like everybody else, he didn't see it. It's only us.
Yeah.
He'll see it after he watches our video where we talk about it.
What is this response? Is this response? Oh, okay. He made it. I mean, he's stupid either way because he's like, my heart's in prayers with all my friends and family living in the Florida, North Carolina areas. These floods are just a peek at what's to come due to ignoring the warnings of climate change. Okay, I didn't know he got into climate change. So
the guy that responds, and I agree that climate change is a problem, but the guy that goes, well, then what are you doing? Like, how much does your bus emit? He's like, shut up, nerd.
But hey, if he's going to bring it up, it's a little fair. But yeah, someone's like, how much carbon does your tour bus put out when they're going on tour? Hope you're accounting for that when you're doing your own carbon footprint.
What the hell? He started with, what the hell?
Corey! <woo! laughs>
What the hell does that have to do? Hafta. H-A-V-T-A, by the way.
I like that one. I'm going to start using that one, Hafta.
What the hell does that have to done praying for people who need it? That's how it's written, by the way.
Corey!
What the hell does that have to done praying for people
who
need it?
What the damn hell did that have to? Maybe he's Duddy Corey. Maybe he's not Duddy up
We've
Jamaican Corey.
We've all been
Corey
retarded
right
on Twitter.
Hey, man. The carbon footprint, man.
Well, he's been actually... Nud Duddy Up was him talking about yeah. all the trash in the ocean and stuff.
Dino 75 is a fucking loser.
Oh, he's in Europe right now. He is kind of like, you're opening yourself up, dude. Don't start talking about stuff you know nothing about, like hurricanes and shit. Because to be fair, people are being unfair to him. About this, because someone's like, you should donate to help Donatello. I know you got the money. Come on, Edgar Frog. he is using all his characters.
You gotta save North Carolina, Teddy DeChamp.
That's funny.
Now, what's funny for giving him shit, though, is because this post is only made to get fake likes anyways.
Yeah.
He's only doing this to get, like, he's not, like, concerned.
It does seem like more and more like he's getting haters in his tweets now.
Well, we've seen the tide change because, I mean, you know, if you're newer, you don't know. We've been like shitting on this guy for a long time.
Like a decade.
But even to the point where we were like originally shitting on him, most of the feedback was like, hey, man, he's been run through by Hollywood. Leave him alone or whatever. And we're like, fuck you.
Now no, everyone's like, hey, I was Googling his name because I hate him and I found you.
Yeah. what did he say about when someone said donate? Oh, wait, first he's like, God, please keep as many safe and out of harm's way as possible. Please spare the lives of the innocent humans and animals who are in full risk of lost life and livelihood.
I mean, Corey's response to this girl is retarded.
May you also have mercy on the trees, soil, and clean waterways so that a speedy recovery is possible. And then, yeah, we read the, you got to save North Carolina, Teddy DeChamp. If I was in the USA, I would help. Unfortunately, I'm in Europe, or I would fly my butt over there with a bucket.
Once again, using humor in the wrong moment.
Oh, that's what I would do.
We're calling her Donatello.
Yeah, no, Little Miss Myrtle's rules. Shit. Maybe you should help raise money for them while you're on tour. You're our only hope, Donatello.
Oh, is she a little dog?
What?
Yeah, click her.
YF Angel 666.
Or is it a little cat?
It's a dog with what, a fucking rebel flag behind.
Yeah, it's a cat with a Confederate flag.
Or cat.
It's just and a classic Twitter profile picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Legs don't look fat, though.
Just
unless
a
it's a femboy.
Yeah, just a classic schizo brain on Twitter.
Yeah, some Hitler yeah. stuff. Some yeah,
they're,
stuff.
They're just baiting, troll baiting.
It's literally like you'll just be watching a video of like from the dodo, and then the next video is like a Hitler speech.
Like, I mean, it really
when it
is.
Slides up.
It really is wild how right people were about Elon Musk buying Twitter.
Because I follow some crazy people on Twitter, but it's not even from them. I'll be watching an unrelated video, and then when it slides to the next one.
I don't get any of that.
No, dude,
Twitter.
Yeah, you'll be watching a, like, we saved a dog Twitter video, and you go to like look at the replies, and it's like porn girls and Nazi shit.
Kind of rules, but also Twitter's like unusable now. It's like pointless to go on Twitter.
Yeah.
It is funny. He's getting into arguments with people about climate change now. People are like, scientists need to make sure the science, getting the science right. Actually, ice is melting at such a rapid speed. The water's. Why is he doing this?
He thinks he's educating them. But some people can't be educated.
But he's still using U's and R's instead of Y-O-U and A-R-E.
Hey, that's just who he is.
Well, U and R is fine. I'd rather do U and R all day.
What about
I'm more
two,
of a UNLV guy.
What about the number 2 instead of T-O?
I don't do that. But
what
I
about the
see,
letter Y instead of W-H-Y?
Well, the problem with the number 2 is on the keyboard, you have to press another button to get to it. Yeah. Like the T-O I'll do, but I'm not writing U ever anymore.
What about instead of probably, you write Prolly?
Prolly's fine.
Okay, I use Prolly a lot.
I use have to.
Yeah, dude, actually, you know... Dopey Tripod in the YouTube chat, you're right. If we get 100 likes, we'll call Corey live. If we get 100 likes on the video, we'll give Corey a call live right on the air. We like likes now. Remember that, Mike?
Do we?
Yeah, we love likes.
Do you think? No, I mean, we'll definitely be able to call them.
Yeah, we'll just call them live. Yeah,
I just don't understand. I don't understand the concept of any of this.
I think it's just a fun goof to get people to like the stream.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I like the
stream. It's over now.
I forget the likes exist.
Well, you forget that we like likes.
I do forget that.
I just want to know if he was... of course, he's not going to respond about his goddamn fucking divorce.
I can't believe Nick compared the birthday to Barbarian. You know what? Knowing Nick, I think he did that because he wanted me to respond the way I'm responding.
It's funny. Someone else is tweeting at him because they're getting those clear scam messages.
Yeah.
Someone on like Facebook Messenger is claiming to be Corey.
Yeah, Corey Feldman private page. What do you say?
Are they asking for nudes or money? What are they asking for?
Oh, yeah, it's always money. It's like, I'm Corey Feldman. You know me as Donatella.
It's so wild that that works. What a genius idea.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me, Sabrina Carpenter. I'm on tour right now. I really need $800.
Yeah.
I'll get it back to you. Can you just send me $800 in gift cards real quick?
Yeah, it's like, how do I know you're Sabrina Carpenter? And then it's like, espresso misspelled. Espresso.
I love this person is like having a back and forth with them. Okay, when we were at this event, what did you tell me?
Imagine Corey remembering that even if it was Corey.
Yeah, if it really was. Okay, tell me something that only I know. And it's pictures of her with Corey at a convention.
It's like actually he's Corey gonna remember. He's sweating through his shirt. Yeah.
Like well, he's going to remember anything about that.
Well, this is her almost getting got because she has pictures with Corey. So she was like at the PayPal pay screen and she's like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute, Corey.
Let me ask a couple more questions.
Yeah, what did you or did you not tell me that I'm your number one fan? You did. Oh my God. Here's $300.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a Hogwarts quiz where it's are you a Slytherin or are you a Hufflepuff? And all the questions are like, how do you respond to this? Bravely. Smartly.
Evil.
yeah. Where it's just it's a bunch of fucking leading answers.
Oh, he does mention he's been getting a lot of press lately.
Go up. It says, have you heard anything new from Miss Heather? Any updates?
Oh, yeah, she's still recovering.
She's slowly recovering.
Oh, my God, he's talking about us! Yeah! He's talking about us! Good catch, Jeff.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, got him.
Because someone says, Mr. Corey, have you heard anything about anything new from Miss Heather? Any updates? She's slowly recovering, though certain abusive people keep badgering her. They think they're funny. Some stupid podcast. Dude, this is better than him signing a Funko that says Jim and them.
We just found this randomly. Yeah. This rules. Jim and them.
You didn't get it out fully because you're crying tears of joy, but they think they are funny. Some stupid podcast of lowlifes actually has the selfish thoughtlessness of purposely harassing sweet Heather while she lies in pain.
Very sick individuals.
There's a special place in hell.
Do we
sell
the guitar riff?
Oh,
my God.
Special place in hell for us.
The default Roadcaster guitar riff. Special place in hell for us. Yeah, we sign our Funko Pop and we'll leave her alone.
I think
she was getting DDoSed by somebody, but.
Whoa.
This is so funny, dude.
I love that she's complained about us enough for him to be like, I can't believe they keep trying to buy Funko Pops from me.
They're stupid. Yeah, this poor woman's in pain and they keep buying Funko Pops.
We've permanently compromised to a permanent end, Corey Feldman.
Thank you so much for getting back to me. I'm glad to know she's on the mend. And yes, I agree. The bile some people spew.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for the super chat.
The bile some people spew make me sick. But sadly, some people just aren't happy unless they make others miserable. We are really happy right now because of that.
That's true. Seeing this tweet made me fucking over the moon.
I am happy that it makes him miserable.
I'm glad that we stumbled upon it purely by chance. That's almost the best part.
Dude, it's so... Yeah, I didn't view it earlier. I was just thinking, like, oh, I wonder if he mentioned this article
at all.
Can
we screen cap that?
Well, I didn't even see that
framed?
Part. I just saw Heather was mentioned. I was like, look at that one.
Honestly, we'll screen cap this and put it on our TeePublic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this dude.
This will be our low serve ill t-shirt.
That'd be such a good shirt.
On our merch. Those certain abusive people keep badgering her. They think they're funny. Some stupid podcast of lowlifes actually has the selfish thoughtlessness of purposely harassing sweet Heather while she lies in pain.
Yeah, some stupid podcast that I know the full name of for sure.
They keep trying to give me $200 for something I'm selling.
Well, DougTube in the YouTube chat. Imagine he wants to condemn someone to an eternity of torment for the crime of wanting to get a full refund.
Well, and again, it's not even us.
Yeah.
Dude. Well, Eric wants to buy us? It. Eric wants to buy it.
The what is us is the videos, but those videos only happened because she was sending us all these messages saying she was going to have us arrested and leaving us. She was harassing us.
She was attacking me on Twitter.
She was leaving us voicemails saying that
she was going to arrest me and serve me.
Yeah. She's going to have the court.
And then God struck her down because she's a Jim and them alone.
She was coming for me.
But get better. I hope you're not lying in pain right now.
I hope you're not in constant pain.
There's a special place in hell for these idiots.
That rules.
You know what?
Oh, my God, dude.
I'm taking the high road and saying, get well soon, Heather.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
We already told her earlier as she's listening, we love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, yeah, everyone that's on Twitter, go to October 8th and retweet that.
Smash this tweet with a heart. Give it a retweet.
Yeah, we can't because he's blocked.
Oh, you
could
just copy that link and put it in the chat.
Oh yeah, that's a good call. Yeah, because is it this one?
It's just
let's get as many people as possible to retweet.
Or you just
that.
Hit the bottom right. Oh yeah.
There. I just want to make sure it's going to the right one.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. If you have a Twitter, retweet this.
If you still are somehow using Twitter, yeah, it's like unusable. I didn't think the lefties would be right, but.
Oh man, what a great tweet! I love it because he called us a poo cast before,
yeah.
But this is even better—just a podcast of lowlifes.
Yeah,
like that needs to be
screen
on a shirt.
Cap it too, because if it does get like 4 retweets, he might delete it.
Oh, that would be a good set. Jim and them: some stupid podcast of lowlifes.
Actually, yeah. Let me fucking.
We really do need to screen cap this. Get a bigger version.
I wondered if there are vintage age relics still up in his beehole from parties past. Rings, Lee press on nails, dentures, who knows?
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Thank you. Oh, thank you for that. Yeah, 1999 super chat. I think he's asking if there are things up his ass.
Oh, I don't understand that at all.
Socks.
It kind of got lost in the accent a little bit.
Sometimes when I talk
up his beehole.
Sometimes when we talk about Corey, I'll say my real voice, but then I'll start saying it like Corey. Like I can't. I don't understand that at all.
Now sometimes we'll be like reading some other article, and I'm supposed to do some other character, but
Corey.
I just drop into the Corey voice.
You should do a search of his profile for the word podcast and see how many times.
Oh that's actually a good call.
Because he's not on that many podcasts. He's on a few.
Well, and he's only directly like talked about us several times. Like it's a pretty small amount of times. That he's like directly addressed something about us. I don't think he's ever directly addressed us, but something about us.
Well, that's why, I mean, but we're getting closer and closer. Like I mentioned it a while back of how he mentions the wolf pack.
Yeah.
If he just starts saying like Jim and them.
And Heather's paranoia about us has clearly like escalated it because she is clearly making it very.
I'm going to reply, Heather is poop. Poop is Heather.
Don't harass anybody. Don't do that. Just retweet it. That's the simple thing. Everyone always wants to do too much. Just pull up the tweet and retweet it. You don't need to say anything. Nothing like that.
Okay. Just that one so far.
Yeah. Because the other ones, he's actually just promoting other lame podcasts he's been on.
So that's the first real mention on his Twitter.
Yeah.
Besides PooCast.
Yeah.
Although that may have been.
I was on something else.
That it may have been two words though. He made it did poo and then cast.
All the times he said poo, it's like 8,000.
Oh yeah, here it is. How about stop harassing the sweet lady? How about stop harassing the sweet lady? She's helping to run my website, and I don't appreciate you bothering her personally when she's just doing her job. That poo cast is a sham. Why should she bother? You are a group of rude ass hashtag bullies gang stalking poor Heather. Leave us alone.
That is awesome. A group of rude ass bullies. That yeah. like, sounds cool as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Leave us alone.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
Hey, Heather, leave us alone.
Our new description needs to just be like take everything out and just put a podcast of low lifes.
I went to retweet, but I just learned I've been blocked by Corey.
Yeah, I think that's.
I've only sent one message to him on there, and it was about my Funko order.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now I'm blocked.
Well, no, that's because. That gave it away.
That's the problem yeah. is she thinks you are us. Not that you're affiliated or friends, that you are us. So if you're saying it, you must be us.
Yeah. I just suck at everything I do.
I know, Corey.
Oh, Mark. Okay. Well, welcome. Thank you for the membership. Welcome to the Goons. And yeah, thank you, Eric. Thank you for that super chat. Man, it is silly. I mean, to give the haters some sort of satisfaction. I really was excited that he didn't name us, but when he's talking about a podcast of lowlifes, I know who he's talking about.
He yeah. really is.
Hey, I'm that lowlife.
Hey, he's talking about me and my friends.
Sodom G. Morris in the chat, the scam poo cast with the rude ass bullies.
Oh, man. Thanks for all the shirt ideas, Corey. These are all great. These are going to be awesome. I did pull. We're not going to have enough time to get to it now because I didn't realize how long we were going to talk about this. I should have.
Yeah, but come on, Jim.
Because I did pull, because people have been mentioning this to me for a while now, his appearance on Sally Jesse Raphael from like, when was that? Like 96 or 95?
I'm not familiar.
Like we'll have to, maybe we'll watch it next week.
Yeah, save it for next week.
Does he sing and dance?
No, he's on there talking about how clean he is. So, It's all about his, he used to be on drugs, but now he's sober.
Even more apt.
Oh, yeah,
after
totally.
The breakup.
I was 92. So I wonder if he's been, because what is, he says it's been 40 years. So, yeah, basically, probably since this appearance, he's been sticking with the, like, no, I'm not on drugs. Yeah. I'm clean and sober ever since then.
Oh, so he was, like, fucked up?
Well, he goes on there to be...
I had zoned out for a second, like, ever since his appearance. So
yeah, goes, no.
Like, you're like, wait, so he's fucked up?
Yeah, no, it's funny. No, he's brought on as, like, the voice of the child star that gets caught up in drugs and, and fame and all that. But that's when he proclaims that he's sober. And since he's been saying he's been sober for 40 years, I'm assuming he's never admitted to a relapse since then, since his Sally Jesse appearance. And what is great, I mean, spoilers for the appearance, is at the very beginning, he does the exact same thing he did on the Hey Dude, the 90s Called podcast.
Ross Nichols?
No, because she says something like, you know, he's been in the business or like, you know, he made his debut, like with Stand By
Me
or something.
No,
he's like, real quick, I've been in the business for well over 15 years.
I want a Nelly or whatever it's called, a Leo, a Clio.
Clio.
Yeah,
I want a
yeah.
Clio for my Burger King commercial. And I was never raped ever.
My friend was hundreds of times, but not me.
Yes, ST3 in the chat. I read Corey's book. He said he's clean and sober. Yeah, we have his books. Do
somewhere
I still have his book?
Someone sent it to us.
We have it. So it used to be over there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, it's the toilet. We piss on it every day.
It is the toilet.
Choreography.
Nothing left except Spider-Man.
Yep.
Yep.
That's
no
me
fear.
Vamping. Yep.
Yeah, there it is. I think we signed it or someone signed it.
That's like
it.
A jump scare, Jim.
Yeah, let me see that.
Oh, no. Actually, yeah. A listener sent this to us. It is signed by Corey. To my dear friends, Jim and them, I'm a big piece of shit. I was never molested, and I have no lips. Happy 600. Love, Corey. Oh, yeah, so he sent this over.
I forgot
over
that he signed
for a 600 episode. You can't really see it with the
wow,
light.
Wow, thanks, Corey.
But I can't believe he said he was never molested, and he's a big piece of shit.
Let me see that. I just want to see a random passage in here. Let's see. 2 hours later, I was sicker than I'd ever been in my life. I woke up vomiting violently over and over again. When my grandmother found me, pale and sweating and puking, she immediately started poking around in my stomach. Like any respectable Jewish grandmother. What the hell? Is he Jewish?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Settle down.
Is Corey Jewish? Did we know this?
I guess Feldman. I think we knew that.
What the
Feldman?
Hell? This is all coming in. Feldog? It's all starting to make sense.
Feldog with two G's?
This shameless grifter?
Oh, my God. I opened it to a random page.
Jim and them is I hate them.
Chapter 13 starts with a quote. Your butt is mine. Hello? I grip the phone receiver tighter against my ear. Corey, it's Michael. Your butt is mine. What? What are you talking about?
What?
Gonna make it right.
What?
Do you like those words? They're the lyrics on my new song called Bad. It's funny because
what?
Number one, clearly he's going for a weird subtext of Michael Jackson as a molester. But number two, he's also being like, yeah, Michael's just running lyrics by me. Just wondering if, you know.
Well, it's led in so confusing that it sounds like he called him up to fuck his ass.
Yeah, I don't understand.
No, exactly. Yes. I hadn't spoken to him in a few months, but his timing proved to be somewhat pathetic. Once filming on The Lost Boys returned in L.A., Bad is what I was gonna be. Oh. This must be a terrible book. A deeply personal and revealing Hollywood survival story.
What, you forgot it already? Did you read the whole
thing?
Yeah,
man, I read it I read it a few times.
I mean, he signed it for us.
Every time I read it, I'm on Valium.
Yeah, yeah.
My hand was trembling as I opened the envelope and pulled out the pages. It was another Spielberg project, which meant that, like so many of his films, it was completely and utterly top secret. I think it was The Goonies.
What? He hates that movie.
It was Goonies 2, License to Fly.
It was Goonies 2 on the NES.
I guess that is that's a part one,
That's
a
part one, dude.
Let me see. Was there anything else?
Nope.
Someone earlier was saying a lot of people don't know pee is poop, so maybe pee is poop. But is that break. Even something we can pull up, pee is poop?
Yeah. Like when we're talking about pee is poop?
Yeah.
I could go to, because it's at the end of our movie discussion, his discussion of his movie.
Yeah.
Let me see. I could try to pull it up.
We should probably clip that. Dude, people love it so much, too.
People love pee
is
poop.
We, as in you.
Here's the thing. Pee is poop.
Here's the thing. I'm gay.
But poop is pee.
Let's see.
Oh, I don't even have neck tats. How long ago was this?
This is a while ago. This was like right at the beginning of the pandemic.
Oh, man.
Because remember his movie came out as everything shut down?
Yeah.
Which is so funny.
Obama.
Oh, yeah. This is like part of the
thank
the
you,
documentary.
Mark. He just sent a number one GIF, but thank you.
This movie maker fucking intro.
Yes. Yeah.
And
no.
I asked you if you included it, and you're like, no, this is part
Dude,
of the documentary.
This played at the end of the streaming. I wonder if I have the full movie somewhere. Because, like, you can't see it. You can't find it anywhere.
Again, I think I mentioned this. The closest place you can find it is our edit of it on the YouTube. It's the only, it's like the best place to look for it.
But yeah, that's a part one. Thank you, Mark, for the super chat. We'll be back with part two. So hang out. Now we need a song.
Whoa. Is this a part of the movie right now?
This played at the beginning of the movie, technically.
No, but
this part was part of his. He added it to the beginning.
So he added a Windows Movie Maker
that somebody named Marissa Wren made. Yeah. This is at the beginning of the movie.
Oh, God.
But technically, this song plays over the end credits, but it doesn't have the full song.
So he started the movie with a Windows Movie Maker.
Yes.
Fucking YouTube.
This is the beginning when you watch the stream.
I'm surprised he's not filming his laptop. This song is fucking sick.
Dude, I actually had this song in my head all week. And honestly, I know we've probably said this a lot, or other people have said it, like, it would be hard to make the goof version of this song as good as...
Oh, wait, I haven't heard it yet.
Yes.
But I agree.
It'd be hard to
2 seconds of it.
It'd be hard to sit down and make a goof song like this and have it be as good as the actual song.
You don't have the level of mental illness to, like, make mental illness videos.
If By the way, that's not even them. That's the actors that play them in the Lifetime movie, the two Corys.
Well, because he couldn't be asked to fucking Obama. Make a montage.
To Corey's band, walk off in unison after the first song. He has no lips because they may have been banged off. Holla weird, never know. I gotta get a JN t-shirt.
To his own song that's just photos. He's like, I'll just record, yeah. Screen record
well,
YouTube.
Oh, fan
is
made
his
it?
Voice Felpin?
Yes, yeah.
That we met. I thought you maybe thought it was an angel, right?
You yeah. Told me right away. A secret that I never could forget. My heart just sank.
Yeah. When
I felt yeah, bum equipment, huh? Good choice.
Look how fucking ugly Corey Feldman is. Every picture of him is always this ugly motherfucker.
He does have a tattoo.
He does.
Maybe they cut it off so he could be buried with Jews. Tell the world to feel ashamed. It's got the bad and it's not your fault. He's got like an old saloon piano player.
Dude, you're right. It'd be impossible to make a song like this that wasn't a over-the-top goof.
Could you imagine?
You couldn't make a joke song that's more of a joke than this song that's serious.
There's no way. There's no fucking way you could.
You couldn't write five verses.
The voice, if nothing else, the voice that he's using is a... pure goof
well,
voice.
And the change up.
No
like it
goof,
went from,
goofs only. It's a goofs only voice.
It went from the singing to the change up to this part.
And he's just like, he's riffing over like RPG shop music. Would you believe there's four more verses? I don't know if that was the chorus, the verse, or the bridge.
Man, this is a bloated production.
So time went by, we grew up.
Looks like he hates him.
Had my own experience and innocence to corrupt.
Not gay. Not like you.
All those years, I kept your secret locked away. But now you're safe.
And in hell,
monster must pay. Because I'm a loyal friend. I had to watch you.
He's a Jew celebrating Christmas?
Dude, this yeah. is a baffling song.
It's insanity.
This is an insanely baffling song.
You were dead. I'm alive. I win. Corey forever.
Yeah,
I'm the
winner.
Best. Never got raped. Not by Michael Jackson. Who else sing like?
You are free to tell the world to feel ashamed. It's on your phone. What it did ain't right. You're still a kid.
Imagine having to be the producer going like, yeah.
Yeah.
This sounds good.
And then Corey's like, can you turn the flute up a little? Can you turn the flute up in the mix?
How'd my vocals sound? Oh, yeah, they came through, man.
Yeah, these
they
are great, man.
Yeah, no, they came right through. We're just going to plug them in, and there they are.
Be what you want to be.
Pee is poop. Poop is pee.
It's not your fault because you were a kid.
He hits Pro Tools, and it's just the machine explodes.
No more pain.
The legend of the 80s, baby.
Oh, I think there's like another
one. Hold myself accountable, but we were both just kids.
So I'm not really accountable.
Dude, these are like joke song lyrics.
Introduced you to the guy who raped you. It's not like really. I think it was consensual.
It's like a Trey Parker, Matt Stone song.
Oh, yeah, that's what
that's what it fucking
too.
Sounds like. Yeah. It sounds like a fucking joke Matt and Trey song.
He comes in with like a faux rap here. It's great. It's perfect.
This should have happened long ago. And a wizard told you this. You
a wizard?
That's what I thought he said too.
A wizard told you this.
Free to tell the world, don't feel ashamed. It's not that bad and it's not your fault.
Wait, is he doing a bad duet with himself now?
It's not that bad.
You are free, don't be ashamed. Just tell the world and now go out and live.